And now to a new part of All Tech Considered, a social media advice column. We'll pass along your questions about how to behave in the digital age to our two experts. This week, they are Baratunde Thurston, former digital director at The Onion, and author of the book How to Be Black, and Deanna Zant, author of Share This, How You Will Change the World with Social Networking. While we wait for your emails about internet etiquette, we decided to start things off with a question of our own. Should you friend or accept a friend request from your boss on Facebook?
So what are your thoughts on this, Deanna? You wrote the book on how to change the world with social media. Is this the way we should be changing the world, friending our bosses?
You know, there's two sides to this. One is that it's interesting to see the different overlaps of parts of our lives intersecting with one another. But for the most part, you know, friending the boss is a sticky, dangerous kind of situation. And I don't
advocate
for it. Sounds
like a company holiday party and not a Facebook situation. I would say do it, but just quarantine that boss into the safe zone on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah, so it depends. I mean, I think it actually does depend on who the person is. But you might, that boss may take your Facebook friend diss as a diss on their overall corporate leadership skills, as a vote of no confidence, as a signal that you're not a member of the team.
Yeah,
and
that's
if you're
true.
In one of those like super teamy type work environments, mm-hmm. you'll want to stick out. You know what I'm saying? So
I hear you.
Put them in a place where they will only see the baby pictures and the cat photos.
The other thing to think about is what you're going to actually see of your boss. Chip Conley from Joie de Vivre Hotels in California has a whole blog post about how his employees basically sat him down and said, "We don't want to see pictures of you running around Burning Man half naked."
See, and I think what we're both agreeing with is that there's some boundaries here.
Yeah.
And the fact is, Facebook has destroyed the meaning of the word friend and made it friend used to mean something. Used to mean somebody, I'll take a bullet for you, I'll take care of your kid, or you know, things with meaning, and now it just means connected to. It's already awkward enough in office culture to like be friends with people who you're actually not. So Facebook formalizes that awkwardness through this button.
Bottom line for me, have a chat. Talk to them about it. Hey, you know, like in person.
Maybe not through Facebook?
No, maybe just, you know, you and me.
The social network called life. Deal.
That's Baratunde Thurston, former digital director at The Onion and author of How to Be Black, and Deanna Zant, author of Share This, How You Will Change the World with Social Networking. Have a question for our column? Email it to alltech@npr.org.